So in 2020, the Python Software Foundation's Python Workgroup successfully received funding from the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative and Mozilla's open source support program to make improvements to PIP. PIP is the Python programming language's recommended package manager. Today we're going to be talking about sort of the experiences of having UX designers working on the PIP project. We're the PIP development team. My name is Bernard. I'm a UX designer, and I'll let everybody else introduce themselves. Georgia.
I'm Georgia. I'm the executive director at Simply Secure and part of the UX team for PIP this past year.
Hi, everyone. My name's Nicole. I've been working with the PIP team in 2020 as a UX designer with Georgia and Bernard. Previously, I've been involved with Python packaging, working on the PyPI project. Pradyun.
Hi, I'm Pradyun. I'm one of the maintainers for PIP. I sort of made most of the releases in 2020.
Hi, I'm Paul. I'm another maintainer on PIP. I've done some of PIP's releases in the past. I've worked on the code base for a while now. PIP, as Bernard said, it's basically a package manager. So when you set up a Python environment, dependencies, things like packages or libraries that your code depends on or will depend on, PIP is the tool you will use to search for the best copies of those libraries and install them locally on your machine ready for you to use.
Getting better understanding from sort of the other end of the user maintainer paradigm, right? The expectation for me going in was to get more information about sort of how users interact with the project and sort of where they see deficiencies that we have just assumed don't exist, and sort of expose those differences in understanding as well as gaps in understanding, I guess.
Paul, what about you?
I was very, very aware that we didn't have a good grip on how our users interacted with PIP. I mean, I came into working on PIP from being a user. I use PIP just as much as I work on it. Once you start seeing feedback from users in terms of issues and stuff like that, you realize there's a huge number of things that people are doing that just aren't stuff that you're doing. And it occurred to me that I really don't know what's important to these people, how PIP fits into their day-to-day work pattern, things like that. The chance to work with UX people on how users see PIP, for me it was, wow, they're going to answer all those questions for me. It's going to be like a magic wand and everything's going to be brilliant and I'll know everything. There was quite a big learning experience for me in understanding how the process of getting that feedback works, what the limitations are, how much you can expect to get out of it, how much you can't, and what you do in a situation like that, how you make the judgments in the light of not getting as much feedback as you'd like, or in terms of not being able to get access to groups of people. All of that sort of stuff was very new to me. And so I think it was a huge learning experience for me.
I think one of the most interesting things for me was we'd been working with like incomplete information for a while, right? Like we don't have a clear view of what everyone's doing with PIP. But what was interesting to me was, even though we had incomplete information, there were some